Dave Mack. This is Dave Mack's Drive, Red FM.
Mike O'Brien, you're the president of the Cork County Boxing Board and the local legend on Dave Mack's Drive this evening. I know this is probably a very exciting moment for you, but hopefully you'll be able to contain your excitement enough to tell me what this Cork-Bristol Boxing Exchange event that's forthcoming is.
Well, primarily what it is, it's a new innovation in boxing on the part of Cork boxing here on Leaside. And Bristol are coming over to us for the weekend. They're coming from Friday to Sunday afternoon. And we will have a major boxing tournament at the Cork Boxing Centre on Saturday evening at 7 p.m.
Presumably all are welcome to come and experience what that is going to be.
Absolutely. Now, the idea here is this, is that in September, Cork Boxing will go back to Bristol, and it's known primarily as the Cork-Bristol Exchange. There's a beautiful trophy up. It's Bristol Blue Glass have put a beautiful vase up for the winners of this particular match, and we're looking forward to a very representative evening of boxing.
Is the Cork Boxing Centre in Knocknaheeny?
It's the Cork Boxing Centre, yes, in Churchfield.
And is this the one that was touted all those years ago? You know, I heard all these, I'd read it in the Echo about how there was going to be a centre of excellence for boxing in Cork. I thought it was in Knocknaheeny, but presumably it's Churchfield. Is this one and the same thing, or am I getting it all mixed up?
No, you're not indeed. You're actually on the right track. But just to explain primarily what this is all about is the Cork Boxing Centre, as we understand it, is the interim headquarters pending the construction of the High Performance Centre in Churchfield.
Very good. So the future looking bright for Cork boxing and boxing in Ireland in general, presumably with that sort of a facility available to young boxers to hone their skills and their talents. Do we have is it like the event centre, or is there a date on this thing?
It's an event centre, but the thing about it is this, is that there was money pending on it. The site has been provided by Cork City Council. Mm-hmm. However, the funding was coming from the Department of the Environment, and that was stalled as a consequence of the recession. But now I think it's coming back on track again. But in the interim, Cork City Council, as our partners in the venture in Churchfield, have facilitated us by paying the actual cost of running the facility for Cork Boxing. And in return, Cork Boxing has had its greatest year ever last year when we returned 30 Ireland titles to Leaside, which is a record.
That's what I'm talking about, Mike. You're bringing all the good news to us early in January.
Well, I'm looking forward to this weekend. There's better news, because we're bringing over a top crack team from Bristol, and they're being led by their manager Mike Hemming and their top coach Craig Turner. They're coming in on Friday. They're meeting the Lord Mayor on Friday afternoon. They're visiting Blarney on Saturday, and we also have a boxing breakfast, I think, on Saturday morning lined up for them prior to that, and Saturday night they'll box with us in Churchfield, and Sunday they'll depart. Incidentally, Dave, as I have you, there's also a promotional video being made for the weekend on this particular thing, and this has been commissioned by the Bristol team that are coming over, so we're looking forward to lots of fun and lots of friendship.
Yeah, it sounds like a great idea. Keep us posted on anything like this that happens again in the future. We're happy to let people know about it, and I believe there's going to be a little bit of a fun element thrown in as well, whereby different teams that are taking each other on between Cork and Bristol will be sort of like, well, like for instance, I think it's, will Fota Wildlife Park box better than Bristol Zoo? Can the Titanic Experience sink the SS Great Britain, and so on and so forth?
That's right, and all these things are titled, and they're done by Kirsty Smith, who is the development officer of the project, and she's doing an absolutely outstanding job. She's a dynamic young lady. She's put an awful lot into this particular promotion at the weekend, and she's going to run fantastically well. Then we have, on the other side of it, we have Anya McLaughlin, who's doing an outstanding job on looking after adverts for the programme, and we have people like Louise Ford, who's looking after the bus for us. It all comes in under the directionship then of John Wiseman, who is the County Board Secretary and a man of many years experience, was an outstanding director and coordinator. And then at the end of all that, the trophies have been sponsored by Cormac O'Carr, who's a butcher in Mayfield, and he's an outstanding sponsor of Cork County Board, and we'd like to thank Cormac as well for his magnificent sponsorship of this particular weekend's trophies.
The Cork-Bristol Boxing Exchange, Saturday from 7 at the Cork Boxing Centre in Churchfield. Good luck to all involved, Mike. Thanks so much for talking with us.
And thank you very much indeed for the interview. Bye-bye now.
Local legend on Dave Mack's Drive. With Kavanaugh's of Fermoy. Real savings, real innovation, real value. That's our 171 Real Deal event. Kavanaugh's of Fermoy Ford.ie.
Cork's Red FM.